It's the lady with all of the proper gossip, Kate Halfpenny.
Oh, look, it's a miracle we got to air because we just spent the last 5 minutes talking about start of the century. How are you, Lady Kate?
Oh, so well, but I actually think that your clock is out. It was about 25 minutes.
Yeah, look, it might have been a bit long. We might have played a few extra songs in there.
Yeah.
The Bruce and Walsh Diamond Set Mementos.
So many memories. Money, Elise killers. Platt trying to get you to play the fame game.
Oh. Yep, all of that. Win a Sea-Doo or a fridge. Such great time.
Seriously, young members of the Hot Family, if you don't know what we're talking about, the start of the century, it was arguably the greatest ever Australian game show ever. It was magnificent.
Sure, there's an episode somewhere.
And we miss it desperately. Now, this is big news, Albie, because our girl T-Swift, we love T-Swift. You've only learned in the last few months we call her T-Swift, in fact.
Yep.
Taylor Swift, to the uninitiated. She's a global icon. She's a superstar. She's an absolute legend around the world. Amazingly, though, just this week, she's made a very big jump. Kate, she's just joined TikTok, and the T-Swift fans are losing their minds.
They're really in meltdown. Look, it's akin to that moment when Jennifer Aniston finally joined social media and everyone was just losing it. And it's the same here with T-Swift joining up to TikTok on Monday. She got 1.5 million followers in her first day, which is not bad hustle, I reckon. And it's a very cool little clip that she's put together. And, I mean, we know that on TikTok it has to look sort of homemade yet aspirational. And I reckon she's really hit the nail on the head here. We see her, she's lip-syncing to Screwface Capital, which is a song by British rapper Dave, and it actually name-drops her in the lyrics. So she lip-syncs along to that, but she also appears in sort of various fashion looks that she's worn over the last few years. There's the lacy outfit that she wore for her Folklore album in 2020, all the way back to a yellow floral dress by Reformation that she wore in her Fearless era, like in 2008. And once this TikTok video landed, everyone around the world bought this dress and it completely sold out.
And this is very smart.
She's still rocking it.
Because do we all agree there's two very distinct people here? There's T-Swift, who is the global icon, very smart businesswoman, baller, knows exactly how to behave, how to promote herself, how to get it done. She will dominate TikTok. But then there's just Taylor Swift, who's kind of the dorky, likes to wear her pajamas all day, loves a cat video, girl next door. Both of these people are going to have a lot of success on TikTok, aren't they?
Yeah, it's really smart. She actually said in her bio, this is pretty much just a cat account.
Just a cat lady account.
Yeah, to keep us all happy. I mean, it was the way that she did it was really clever because it's actually an ad, if you like, for the re-release of Red, her version of the album, the vinyl one, which is up for pre-sale on her site. So literally she just had to do a bit of lip syncing, whip through 9 outfits in her little video and say, lots going on at the moment, Red is up for pre-sale on my site, and oh, I'm on TikTok now, let the games begin. Boom, that's how you do it. You know, like 10 words. And she's told us what she's up to, and she's introduced us to, you know, to the next phase in her social media life. Really,
and then when she's feeling lazy, she'll just take a video of one of her cats falling asleep on her head on the couch, and we'll get 70 million views. Well played, Taylor.
Yeah, maybe we'll see her making dinner with the cats at some stage. Who knows? Doing the vacuuming. I don't know. Like, it is a cool little platform like that. I'm not really great at TikTok. But what I do see is quite entertaining.
We haven't dipped our toe.
We haven't graduated to TikTok.
Into the waters of TikTok. We're waiting for our Start of the Century show to get up again. And once we've got our stick pins from Shimani.
Hey, look, if Hey Hey's coming back, there's a chance.
We're going to be on there for sure. See, are we? That's proper gossip. That's how you do it, even in lockdown. Lady Kate, you have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Oh, bye, boys. Bye, everyone.